Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Vardhman Textiles Limited Q3 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions at the end of today's presentation. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhishek Nigam from B&K Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hi. Thank you so much, Darwin. Good evening, everyone, and thank you so much for dialing in to Vardhman Textiles nine-month FY23 earnings call. Today we are joined by Mr. Neeraj Jain, who is the Joint MD, Mr. Rajeev Thapar, CFO, Mr. Mukesh Bansal, Head of Fabric Marketing, and Mr. Sushil Jhamb, Director of Raw Materials. Now, without any further delay, I will hand it over to the management.
Hi. Thanks, Abhishek. Good afternoon, everyone. The results were declared day before yesterday. I'm sure you had the opportunity to go through the same. In terms of business scenario, as we discussed on the numbers, as we discussed during the last call, we were expecting lots of devaluation of stocks. We were also expecting the margins to be low because the utilization was very less at that stage. The exports from India was not happening because of the global pressures of no demand and especially from Europe and USA. Very high prices of cotton in this quarter also were the reasons where the margins are relatively much lower compared to the immediate preceding quarter. Looking at the situation today, the prices of cotton have started coming down, but is still much higher than what it should have been in our view. If you look at from the perspective of New York Future, New York Future is in the range of about $0.85-$0.87 as of now. Historically, the Indian cotton is about $0.04-$0.05 higher than the New York Future, so it should have been in the range of about $0.90-$0.91 per pound. As against that, it is close to about £96-£97 as of now. One. Number two, the overall crop size seems to be quite good. The quality is reasonably okay, but it's the first time in the history of India where the farmers have hoarded lots of cotton in anticipation that they are likely to get a better prices as they got in the last year. The farmers are expecting the, since the last year the prices they got almost 9,000-10,000 rupees, and even for a smaller period higher than that, prices also for their Nirma. Their expectation is also that this year also they should get better. That's why they are holding on to lots of stocks. At the same time, I think, the last year New York Future was almost at about $1.20-$1.25. Against that it's $0.85. From that perspective, one has to look at and rationalize what should be the right level of prices in Indian context. Third, in terms of the quality, as I mentioned, the quality seems to be quite good, but the overall arrival of crop is much less. Till now, the crop has come only to the level of about 110 lakh bales or so out of the total expectation of close to about 330 lakh bales. Up to this time last year, the crop was almost 175 lakh bales or so we are short by about 65 lakh bales till now in terms of arrivals compared to the last year. It's not because of the non-availability of cotton, it's more because of the pricing expectation by the supplier, where they feel if they hold the bale, they may get a better price going forward. Let's see what happens. The next, in terms of the demand and utilizations, this period has seen a little better situation in terms of demand, especially the export demand. The China, after almost seven, eight, nine months, has come back to start buying because the because of the COVID, there were lots of restrictions in China, which just started opening up. And it is expected, or it's an expectation, that after they have the herd immunity, so maybe they have more difficulties for next 1 or 2 months. But eventually after that, there'll be lots of opening up and lots of pent-up demand which could come in. So they have started buying the yarn, they started buying the other materials, which is giving some push, some improvement to the spinning industry worldwide. It is still expected or estimated the worldwide spinning utilization is not more than 75% as of now. And Indian cotton spinning utilization, the worst time, I think it had come down to about 50%. So our estimate was the spinning was running close to about 60-65%. But the cotton spinning had come down to 50%, meaning 10-15% people shifted to 100% poly or 100% viscose kind of products, which were not making money, but at least at least the spinner was in a position to get his partial fixed cost. So that's why they had shifted to the alternate products. But going by the today's situation, our estimate is cotton spinning is back to the level of about 85-90% as on today. Of course, the full quarter rate was not there, but then last 3-4 weeks, the utilization of spinning is definitely improved based upon the orders from the international market, especially China. And I think it looks like since the utilization is improving, the losses would be coming down and the pressure would come down to that extent. And we might look at the 100% utilization also in the times to come, though still the Europe, USA are still the concerns and the issues. In demand, I look at it from three perspectives. One, the general slowdown of demand, which was there because of the oil prices, because of the gas prices, or because of the overall recession perception or the interest rate increase, EMI increase, and that continues to be there. That concern continues to be there. The second was most of the brands, they had lots of inventories. So they suddenly decided not to buy anything and they wanted to reduce their stocks because the supply chain started improving. And as a result of that, whatever material they have overbooked they had started reaching them, demand was less. So as a result of that, their overall stock was much higher than what it should be. And they decided that unless the stocks comes down to the normal levels, they'll not be buying. I think you look at last few weeks over there, definitely the improvement has started coming. And any brand where they are liquidating, they have liquidated the stocks, or they have come down to a reasonable level of stocks, they have started buying. So there's some improvement on account of there also in the overall buying. The third, as I mentioned, China could be one factor where it's a big country, huge population, good per capita income. And the expectation if the China opens up, so their local or the domestic demand can definitely be much better. So I think in that scope, there's lots of yarn they have started buying and they have started converting into the fabric or the garment. So that's definitely given an impetus to the spinning industry in India as well. So this is on the, and as far as Vardhman is concerned, we are running 100% capacity utilization for last about 1.5 months or 2 months. Initially, it was a little less, but I think as the opportunity came in, we started running the full capacity. Of course, the challenges, as I mentioned, are still there, but I think in terms of utilization, it looks like the worst is over. And also, we had also converted about 12-13% of our capacity to the alternate products, which as of now has come down to 2-4% only. So majority of the capacity is back to our convention, started coming back to the conventional products rather than the 100% poly or 100% viscose kind of a products. So this is on the spinning side. Now I'll request Mukesh to give some idea on the fabric side also, and then we can start the question answers. So Mukesh, to you.
Good evening, really. Thank you very much. Most of the points as far as the overall outlook of the textile industry is concerned, you have covered. From fabric standpoint, I can say that last quarter represented a slowness in demand on two scores. One was the slowdown in the retail sales in the US, Europe, and Asia, including India and Japan, on two scores. Mainly, one was the inflation concerns, because all the commodity prices were high and the brands were sitting on the inventory, which was the highest price carried over from the previous quarters. So in order to generate demand, so they had to give hefty discounts, which would have impacted their cash flows and the profitability. So that has been a major concern. The correction on the inventory on the retail side still continues, because given the future outlook, so brands are not looking at the resurgence in demand in the immediate future. So they still are trying to manage the inventories and salvage the carried over inventory. So the demand slowness continues for the time being. But the moment, if you look at the next 3-4 months, when the inflation concerns start to ease and U.S. may not increase interest rates further, if the inflation is within their target, and then the resurgence in demand can start happening. So if the retail sale bounces, the inventories are relatively lower levels, and then we can see a good amount of demand coming up. And the, in Europe, the situation is linked to Russia-Ukraine war, and also the energy crisis and the energy crisis. So the moment that settles, we may see normal level of demand coming up. Once the demand, normal demand picks up, the inventory is at the lower level. Then in Europe also, we may see resurgence in demand happens. The question is the time. Similarly, in India, unexpectedly, the last quarter has been a little slower as far as the retail demand is concerned. But this quarter, we are seeing a better demand coming up from India. Even the merry season and the buoyancy among the retailers. So we are seeing that demand situation started happening. And the next bigger market for us is Japan. So in Japan, so many of the Japanese retailers, they have a big market, big retail market in China. So now the Chinese government releasing restrictions and Chinese economy opening up, so there is a possibility that the demand from China will also pick up. So as a whole, we can only hope for a better future. For the time being, this legislation continues. And that is it for my time. Thank you.
Thanks, Mukesh. We can start with the QA, and the remaining queries we can answer as the question comes in.
Thank you. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phones. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Anik Mitra from Walford. Please go ahead.
Sir, am I audible?
Yes, you are audible, sir. Please go ahead.
Yes. Thanks for taking my question, sir. My first question is, sir, cotton and yarn spread were quoting negative for quite some time. So what is the current situation? And sir, what percentage of yarn produced, means I'm saying from your perspective, what percent of yarn produced by you is sold outside?
So whatever we produce, almost 65% is sold outside. So our internal consumption is only about 35%, 37%.
Okay. Okay. And sir, what is the current scenario of cotton and yarn spread?
So, the current spread is still in the range of about 60 cents, 65 cents only.
Okay. Sir, I'm asking in terms of cotton and yarn spread, not the international one, Indian cotton and yarn spread. Like, it was quoting negative for quite some time.
No, it's not negative now. So if you look at the Indian cotton, the clean cost comes to about 225 rupees a kg.
Okay.
220-225 rupees a kg. I'm taking the December average of 63,000 rupees a candy price. And against that, the yarn price would be in the range of about 270 rupees or so.
Okay. Got it, sir. Sir, next, my next question is, what is the inventory situation in the industry now?
Our estimate, the cotton inventory with the mill sector will not be more than 1 month as of now.
Okay. Sir, from a few calls with a few management of some retailers, I got to understand like around 30% of inventory is carried by U.S. at this point of time, and around 50%-60% of inventory is carried by U.K. at this point of time. Sir, what is your take on this ground?
I think my call is a little different. So one is that the brands have lots of stocks. Two, I simply look at whether we have started getting the orders from the brands or not. And frankly, wherever we are working, almost 70%-80% brands, we have started getting back the orders in the small quantities. And they'll be buying only if they have exhausted the inventories. So it may be the brand to brand, it could be different what kind of stocks are they having. But surely, a couple of brands, I think they have started buying. So it gives me one, surely a confidence that the situation is not that bad. They have 50%-60% inventory. So definitely, things have improved from that perspective.
Sir, in terms of fabric.
Sorry to interrupt. Sir, if you do have further questions, we request you to rejoin the queue.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhineet Anand from Emkay Global Financial Services. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks a lot. So two questions. First is that you indicated that exports have picked up. One of the things being that probably Indian cotton has corrected compared to 2Q. So what are the key regions? Bangladesh used to be one of the large ones, and you indicated China. So for this quarter, typically, what are the key regions of yarn exports for us?
No, the quarter three, which we are discussing, at that stage, there was no improvement. So I said the improvement is in the current situation where the spinning utilization has improved. It started improving in the month of December, and definitely, it's better as on today. Two, I think, as I mentioned earlier, also, the overall worldwide, it is expected that the utilization of spinning sector won't be more than 70% or so. And this was for the Indian situation also. Now, Indian situation is a little better. So I think we started touching 85%-90% in my view, going by whatever surveys we do internally. And the biggest reason for improvement in this period, last 1 month or so, has been additional buying from the Chinese market, which earlier they were not doing because of the COVID restriction. And there were lots of sentiment issues over there where people were not sure when the opening will happen. So since now they have started relaxing the conditions of COVID, I think there's much more optimism in that country as well from that perspective.
Okay. And one of the reasons, I think, in 2Q, you had highlighted that because of the fact that the Indian cotton was at higher price, some of the yarn importers from Bangladesh imports yarn from India, they were not buying because of the fact that our cotton was at high price, so our yarn would also be at a higher price. So that situation has improved, sir?
Yeah, that situation has improved. That's why China has come to buy from us. Otherwise, they were buying only from Vietnam because our cotton was much more expensive than even the imported cotton or American cotton, which was available in Vietnam. So we couldn't export at all. So definitely, Indian cotton today is better compared to that. Of course, not at what level it should be, but it is definitely a better situation compared to when we had the second quarter call.
Sure. And second, on the capacity side, I mean, we were to add 65,000 spindles. What is the status? And second is that, sir, when you indicated that we have started hitting 100%, so we had that medium-term plan of putting another 2 lakh spindles. I mean, what is the company thinking about when you have already started hitting something like 100%? So, any thoughts on, you know, placing orders or any change in that thought?
So, the first question on the 65,000 spindles, so we've already started the commercial production partially, and it is likely to be completed, I think, next maybe 2, 3, 4 weeks or so. The full production should be available by end of February, in my view. Partially, it is already started. Two, though we have started selling the full capacity, but I think still the margins are much less, and we are waiting, or we will still like to wait for some more time before the situation becomes normal, because still with the 85% utilization and the worldwide utilization is much less, we are not in a hurry to take all the, or to place all the orders today. Three, we're also looking at what stage, because we are talking to the government for the import duty of cotton, etc. And I still feel before we take a very big expansion, this issue must be resolved. Otherwise, this issue will keep coming up time and again whenever the crop is short. So as on today, we are likely to get lots of surplus in India for the current year. But I think for the long term of the industry, it will be better that these issues get resolved, and then only we should take up very big expansions if we want to take them.
Thanks. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants, we request you to please limit your questions to 2 per participant. The next question is from the line of Prerna Jhunjhunwala from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, in light of weaker arrivals this year, what will be your cotton procurement strategy?
We always look at it from 2 perspectives. One is we have to buy the quality cotton. 2 is what will be the commercial. So in this scenario, because the quality cotton means earlier whenever the prices are lower in the season, lots of cotton will get exported, and later on the good quality of cotton is not available. So that's one of the considerations where we normally have a stocking at a much bigger level compared to our consumption in the full season, and so that we don't require to buy in the off season. This year, because of the high cotton prices in India, that situation is not there. So the exports from India is not happened at all. I mean, it's only about 2 lakh bales or 3 lakh bales till now. And I mean, if the good quality cotton is available in the country, then at least that pressure is not there. The cotton will vanish. So you have to buy to run your operations or to give the right service to your customers. That pressure is over. Second is the commercial, that what we feel is the right price. We feel these are the prices which are still higher than what it should be. And cotton is available. In case the prices do not come down to the normal level, which we feel is always New York future plus 4 cents, 5 cents kind of a pricing, I think we are not really gung-ho to have a 6-month stocking at the end of March. That cotton is in any case available. So we'll keep buying as we require or as and when we want to buy. So there is at these kind of levels, this kind of spreads for the Indian cotton compared to the New York future, I think there is no intention for us to buy very big quantities. So we'll keep watching, because in any case, the good quality cotton is available in the country.
Okay. And so, is there any hedging loss, etc. in this quarter?
We do the hedging only whenever whenever we have to buy big quantities. At that stage, to cover our risk, we try to hedge it one or the other way. Since this time our cotton stocks are bare minimum, so there's hardly any, some minuscule few lakhs here and there, I don't recall. But overall, there is no hedging because there is hardly any stocks available to us.
Okay. And last question, if I may ask, on profitability. Now that, you know, units are at around 100% utilization in spinning, and we're recovering in fabric. So do we see we returning back to normal profitability in 2 or 3 quarters?
No, surely no, because it's only the running of the full capacity where we are either covering our full cost or maybe sometimes covering not full cost even. So the decision has to be whether we should stop the capacity or we should keep running where the losses are less. So since the losses by running is less, or there's a small profitability. So that's why the capacities in India have started utilizing better capacity. But in any case, the margins are not normalized at all, because that won't happen till the time the entire world is running with only 70% capacity utilization. So I don't think that's a situation where we can say the normalization of profit will happen in fourth quarter. It may improve. The situation overall may improve from the earlier periods. But I don't think today, as on today, there is a situation where we can say we have become normalized. No.
And so last question on the segment-wise demand scenario, knit versus woven versus denim versus home textiles. Can you see some color on...
In our view, because we supply to all the four segments, and in our view, if you look at the home textiles, I understand their lowest capacity utilization has come in the range of about 45-50%. From there, they have improved to, I think, now 65-70%. Same way, if you look at denim, export situation is continues to be about 50% utilization, whereas the domestic demand for the denim has improved. So the overall utilization by the denim mills also has improved from 50% to about 70% or so. Woven, we feel most of the mills are running at the capacity utilization about 80-85%. And knit also, they in between had come down to about 50-55%. They have improved to about 60-70%. So there's an improvement in every segment, but again, it is suboptimally utilized even today also. So it looks like only I can say, for most of these segments, probably the worst is over, but I don't think anyone can make really good money till the time the entire value chain starts utilizing the full capacities or optimal capacities.
Okay. Thank you so much, John. I'll come back in the question queue if required. All the best.
Thank you. We have the next question from Falguni Datta from Jet Age Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Good afternoon, sir. I had a question on inventory loss. Did we have any inventory loss for the quarter?
Yes, last quarter there was a loss, because if you recall, the before that, our I think the cotton prices were ranging almost in the range of about 85,000 rupees or so. So there's a partially loss which has already happened, and some loss is likely to happen even in the current quarter also.
Can you
quantify the amount for Q3? No, you can look at, I can only suggest you can look at the market price of cotton are available to everyone. Stocks, you can make out easily what kind of stocks factories are having. So we don't share that number, but I think it's possible for you to calculate that.
Okay. And so how much inventory of cotton would we be carrying end of December?
I think not more than a month or so.
Okay. And sir, one more thing, you mentioned about the price of yarn at 270 a kg. So is this for 30 counts?
30 counts. So all our discussions are always the common count is 30 counts.
Okay. And sir, exports, what would be the exports of yarn, let's say last month from India, and in that, what percentage would be China?
So till December, the improvement had not come in. So from India, the overall export was about 54 million kg in the month of December also. The Chinese, most of the orders have come in the second, third week of December, where I think January, my expectation is the improvement will happen. Till December, there was no change in what the Chinese were buying. So there were hardly any buying price in China. But all these improvements, the factory started producing material somewhere second, third week of December. And I hope the January overall figures from India can be higher, surely should be higher from 53-54 million kg, which was constant for 2-3 months. And in fact, the lowest figure, I think in the month of September or October, we got only about 35 million kg. So from 35, one of the lowest of 35, we touched 54 in December, and the January figures, definitely, it can be, in my personal view, it can be 10 to 15 million, at least 15 million higher than the December figure as well.
Sir, in normal times, what percentage of our exports would go to China from India?
So from India, the export to China would be in the range of about 25%.
25% of yarn exports.
20%, yeah, 20-25%.
And so my last question, directionally, would you think that Q4 should be better than this quarter?
One is the number, second is the business. I think numbers, you guys have to work out how the numbers goes out. I can only say in terms of utilization, it's better. I can only say in terms of cotton prices, it is better. Then only say the lots of losses have already been provided in the system on account of the inventory, the dilution, etc., though it is yet to come. So the overall business sentiment perspective seems to be better. Whether they get converted into the numbers in the fourth quarter or maybe a quarter after that, that's something you guys have to work on. I don't want to give any indication or any suggestion on the profitability numbers at this stage, because the kind of volatility we have seen in the last 6 months, it's anyways guess how the tomorrow will be.
And then if we talk of yarn spreads, this is the last question.
Ms. Lata, if you have any further questions, we request you to rejoin the queue.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amruta Derika Sane from Wealth Managers India Private Limited. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you for this opportunity. I have two questions. First is regarding the capacity. So from 11.26 lakh single capacity that we have, so after the commercialization of 55,000 spindles, so now the company capacity at the end of March will be 11.91 lakh spindles. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. And the second question was regarding the sustainable EBITDA margin for the yarn and fabric segment. What kind of margin do you expect after all these dust settles?
The margins of fabric are surely better because the spinning is passing through the stress time as of now. And whenever the yarn price comes down, normally we have always seen whenever the price of yarn goes up, the fabric price increase doesn't happen same proportion. And the same is true for the reversal also. So whenever the yarn prices are coming down because they have booked, the fabric is always booked some orders and one which are at a higher price. Also, the prices doesn't come down in the same proportion. So surely the margins as on today on the fabric division is better than spinning.
What could be the expectation for on a sustainable basis the fabric division to run?
Sorry?
On a sustainable basis, what kind of margins could the fabric division get?
Sorry, normally we don't share the numbers of the division-wise margins as in.
Then just one last question. For our fabric business, the entire yarn that we use is from our yarn division, right? Or do we acquire any yarn from outside also?
No, so 97-98% is in-house. Maybe sometimes 1 or 2% some specific yarn or some which we don't produce, that may they buy. But 99% they buy from us on internet.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rushabh from RBSA Investment Manager. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Just from the industry perspective, we have been talking about increased sourcing of big retailers from India. So in that perspective, is it that they're asking that India has to scale up the MMF capacity? As we currently have a strong cotton ecosystem, but MMF is not so good. Can you please share some insights, sir, on the sourcing of say cotton versus MMF?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question, please?
I'm just asking in the current scenario, we are seeing a lot of industry players. They're saying that the bigger retailers say from European and US countries, they are saying that we will only increase the sourcing from India only if you increase the MMF capacity, man-made fiber capacity, as opposed to the current cotton-based capacity that we have.
No, it's not like this. I think there is a product basket every brand has. So wherever they get the better pricing or a better product for any segment, they'll keep buying. So it's not that they want to put in this condition that if you increase, then only we'll buy from you. But yes, as a matter of fact, it's a known fact that the cotton consumption out of all fiber consumption is only about 30% worldwide. 70% is man-made. So it's not that brand is putting pressure, but of course, slowly, I think as the share of man-made is increasing, India also is looking at and we are also increasing our man-made or blended capacities to that extent.
Suppose like, if you have to look at any business dynamics, and suppose a person who is into 100% retail versus you know, blended, how do the you know say margins profile or the you know, business sense make sense? Well, which is a more better opportunity for a person who is doing both?
Historically, cotton spinners have made more money in India. But yes, this has been a period where either you are making cotton, you are making polyester, you are making viscose, you are making any blends, everyone was losing equally. But historically, since our cotton is placed at the right prices, historically the Indian spinner makes more money on the basis of 100% cotton products.
Okay, okay. Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Surya Narayan from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you, sir, for giving me opportunity. So just to understand, from the current revenue stream, how much is have come from the regular customers and how much is out-of-turn customers, new customers?
No, there's hardly any new customer in this kind of period. So most of the business was with the existing customers only.
Okay. Secondly, sir, you have said that from the denim capacity in industry-wise have risen to 70%, 20% and woven to around nearly close to 100% or 80-85% to 90% and knit by around 10%. So what is it? And side by side, you are also saying that the demand has not seen poking off in the U.S. market. And because of the retailers, they are destocking. And why? What has led to such kind of surge in the capacity utilization?
I've never said, my dear. I've never said things are not improved. I've said, whichever brand they are exhausting the stocks, they started buying. Two, the improvement has happened because of the China, as they are expecting a big opening up after the COVID issue is over. So they have started buying. So these are the two reasons where the capacity utilization has started improving.
Okay. And what is your sense that of whether the US and Europe or the retailers, they have finished the destocking or still destocking is a work in progress?
So there are both kind of brands. There are some of them which have decided or which are not buying at all. There are lots of them which have started buying in. So for example, H&M, C&A, so the business has started happening, which was not happening earlier at all. Still brands like Decathlon or maybe the Two Top Room or the Gildan, which are not buying till now. But I'm sure as the thing starts, because everyone is exhausting the stocks and it's a matter of time when they start buying again.
And regarding the arrival of the crop, you are saying 65 plus we are falling short year on year. So, I mean, I understand that the cotton hoarding is being taken place by the farmers. So, do you have any dialogue with the government of India to work out any mechanism to reduce the import duty so that the Indian cotton...
The industry has been talking to the government to remove this, but we are not very sure whether the government will be willing to take any decision or not. So they don't commit, they don't deny. So I'm not very sure how the things will happen. We are waiting for the budget, but maybe they do it after budget, it's anyone's guess. Industry continuously is in dialogue with the government to remove this anomaly because without this, I think unless we resolve this issue, it's going to be a long-term concern from the
Yes, one of the industry players has said that if we will not be competitive to international cotton, then we will India could be losing heavily to in the denim market is one in particular. So is your representation to the industry the government to the government is not being heard properly or a government has only the farmer in mind and not the industry?
We can only give our viewpoint, which we have given them adequately. Now, government has in their own judgment will take a view what is right for the country they feel, and accordingly they'll do that. So we can't argue with them. We can give our part of the story, which we have given to them. Just is up to them to take a view in their judgment, whatever they think is correct for the industry.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Avanish Chandra from SMIFS. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much for taking my question, sir. First thing, you have talked about we have 1 month of cotton inventory. What would be the average price of that inventory?
All ruling prices only. So I think we look at, we've been consuming cotton almost 80,000, 85,000, 90,000 also every month. We buy 1 month based upon the market prices, and every month that average will keep happening. So our prices will still be higher than the current prices. But it's a simple calculation starting from the monthly prices. You have 1 month of stock every month and you keep adding and reducing it from the consumptions. But surely it will be higher than the current market prices.
Okay. And sir, second question, you have talked about many a times in several calls why you are not deciding on the capex part, but purely from the long-term perspective, if we want to participate in growth story, don't you think it is time to take that decision, because it is still takes 12-15 months for implementation from the decision making?
Yeah, from a business perspective, I think it's what you're saying is right, that once the capacity utilization, whether we are making money or not, but till the time the utilization is started improving, it's a matter of time when the business will also improve. So there's no issue and concern on that. And you're also right, it may take 12-15 months for implementation of the project. From that perspective also, it may make sense to add the capacity. But the larger or the bigger question is that in case the India always has a custom duty on import of cotton, and any year your cotton gets failed, so what kind of situation will the country be in? So I think we still want to take a little pause for a while and want to look at how the situation goes, how the government views on the same. And I think plus it's a recent, only last couple of weeks that the utilization is improving. And coming from a big setback, we want to wait or pause for some more time before we take a view on a very large expansion base.
Okay, and sir, last small question. Not putting any number, but do you really think that we will come back to double-digit margin, because this single-digit margin was very surprising, and we all understand that it is a very difficult situation to be in, but still next quarter, in fourth quarter, we will come back to double-digit number?
No, so as I mentioned earlier also, I don't want to put in any guidance on the numbers. So I've given you the business scenario, and again, today all customers buy only for next 4 weeks. So you do not know the situation every day, whether the price goes up or down. So it's very, very difficult for us to predict as of now. Two, it's also very difficult for us to predict what kind of cottons are prices are going to be there, as no mill has inventory more than 3 weeks or 4 weeks. So any judgment call on or any number suggestion, I think, will be too risky or may not be desirable at this stage from our perspective.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much, sir. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Agrawal from VT Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted to know, like, regarding these Chinese exports, what has been the trend historically? Like, have they been importing cotton and fabric from India as previously around 3-4 years ago as well, or has it increased because of the U.S. ban on Chinese cotton?
So there are a couple of reasons. One, our prices of yarn is competitive, so that's why they are buying from us. Two, of course, there is this pressure of wings and cotton from USA or the Western world, where, because of which it is easy for them to get the yarn from India and show the exports made, export of their garment made out of this yarn. Third, another reason is Pakistan is a very big exporter to China. And Pakistan situation, spinning is in a very, very bad condition. It's, I think, one of the worst in the world today. Their cotton crop got failed. They are getting the imported cotton, which is at a very, very high cost. And as a result of that, their exports to China has come down in a big way. So now Chinese have to buy. So I think India is replacing that, because they are still reasonably placed compared to Pakistan. So that advantage has come to India. Last year, our prices of cotton were the highest. The advantage was taken by the Vietnamese, where they kept importing the cotton and they kept exporting the yarn. This year, the situation, if I look at the entire world, the worst situation would be there for Pakistan. And since their cotton cost is very high, or they'll be losing high money, so their capacity utilization will be lesser. Someone else will take advantage of that. So to that extent, I think the other countries, including India, will be more competitive, and we started exporting the yarn to China.
Okay, got it, sir. And so the 25% of yarn exports to China, this is currently that India is basically, of the total total exports from India, 25% is going to China currently, you said?
No, whatever is the export we do out of that 20%. So our, let's say, whatever yarn we produce, about 30% gets exported, and out of that 20% would be the Chinese.
Okay, this you are speaking on a company level or the industry level?
Industry level I'm talking about. I'm not giving any word.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much, that's it.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Nirav Savai from Abacus Asset Management Company. Please go ahead.
So my question is, the extent to which, as you said, in Pakistan, the situation is very bad. So it's primarily started with floods and then now geopolitical problems. So what would be the extent of loss if we see the cotton crop damage in this cotton season, where India would have an advantage with better production?
So it looks like their crop has come down to about 50% of their consumption. And to that extent, partially they'll be losing capacity, partially they'll be importing from America or the other parts of the world. And their next crop will start coming in only in the month of August or so, July end or August. So the next couple of months, I think they are likely to be more and more in difficult situations.
Right. So this would not only benefit spinning, but also woven then in woven textiles where Pakistan competes.
It should.
And next crop you're saying will come July, August onwards. So maybe for next Pakistan. Two quarters or so, India would have an edge over competition from Pakistan.
Correct.
Right. And so another thing was on the import duty of cotton, as you said, it has been a long-standing issue with the industry. So to what extent has it impacted the cotton imports? Maybe if we can say prior to the import duty and post the duty was
No. I think import duty should not be looked at from the perspective of hampering the imports only. We import only about 10 lakh to 15 lakh bales of cotton in India. And that is not a big issue. The bigger issue is once we know that the cotton which has to come from outside will be expensive by 10%, your local prices have gone up. It's not a question of, we have a 33 million bales, total crop size. It's not a question of 1 million bale import expensive. The question is all 33 million, the prices have gone up because everyone knows you can't import and this is the only supply available to the Indian spinning mill today. So it's more concern is on your domestic prices, if the prices have increased because you can't import, that's all.
All right, got it. That's it from us. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from Monish Godke from HDFC Asset Management Company. Please go ahead, sir.
Sir, just one bookkeeping question. You said that average cotton price was 63,000 rupees per candy in December, and currently also they are hovering at 62,000 to 63,000 rupees per candy. And you said that even in this quarter there will be an inventory loss. So how is it happening? Like, could you explain?
62,000 to 63,000 I've given you the market price. I'm not saying this is the Vardhman's cost.
But sir, our cost will be mark to market as on 31st December, right?
No. The mark to market of cotton never happens.
Okay. So closing inventory will be valued at cost only, you are saying?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Keshav Garg from Counter Cyclical PMS. Please go ahead.
Sir, I wanted to understand that you are saying that the industry cannot import cotton, but sir, I understand that government had made cotton imports duty-free, and sir, till when is it duty-free?
It was only till 31st of October last year, duty free.
Okay, sir. So basically, sir, to the extent that we are exporting cotton yarn and cotton yarn fabric, to that extent, we can still import duty-free cotton under the advance authorization scheme.
We can do that, but in that scenario, we lose the RODP and we also lose the duty drawback. So that disadvantage is huge compared to because we got the cotton, but whatever is the conversion cost where the duty refunds are happening, because in form of RODP, those are not available to us today. So we have gone back to the government with this suggestion also, that even if you don't want to reduce the duty, why don't you give a RODP on the advanced authorization also, which in any case has been a committed thing by the government. So government is working on that. But when do they take a decision? I can't comment on that.
Sir, and also in last quarter, you mentioned that some Chinese yarn imports were coming into India from China. And now you are saying that China has started importing yarn from India. So I'm assuming that that trend has reversed and now no more Chinese imports are coming to India. Instead, India is exported to China. So is my understanding correct?
Sorry?
So last quarter, it was mentioned that some Chinese cotton yarn is coming to India since Indian cotton
prices. No, that's not happening now.
Okay, sir. So that was all from my side. Best of luck and thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from Rishabh Jain from DSP Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, on the fabric business, would it be possible to share the kind of mix you have between bottom weight, yarn dyed, the mix of business, and within that, what do you classify internally as, let's say, a value-added mix within the fabric business?
Okay.
Sir, in the meantime, I'll ask the next one. Which is more of a bookkeeping with respect to the gross debt at the consolidated level and the cash at the consolidated level, if you can help with these two numbers as on December end.
Can you repeat the question, please?
So the gross consolidated debt and the gross cash.
So that is around 1500 crores of rupees, including long term and short term, and cash investment is close to 2400 crores of rupees.
This is both consolidated, right, sir?
Consolidation actually, entities being consolidated are Vardhman Acrylics and VTL Investment only, so it's consolidated figure I'm telling you.
Okay, right. So, sir, the related question on this is that if I look at the cash balance over the last few years, it has been consistently going up. And on the other side, obviously, the capex also is linked to how the industry situation is. So, and I did ask this question a few quarters back also, but I do understand that during COVID, there were uncertainties and all. But what is, because this cash is not earning a meaningful returns, so how are you thinking about the cash allocation going forward?
Cash 2400 which we are talking as of now, because the cotton season, like Mr. Neeraj explained, that cotton purchase is not being taken place at the pace at which we used to have in the earlier years. So the relevant figure could be as of the end of the year when the cotton season is completed and cotton buying is completed. So at that point of time, the balance does not remain at that level. So it gets reduced and borrowing also take place. So that is the matter I just want to bring to your notice.
Okay. Understood.
Yeah.
If Mr. Mukesh is there, should I ask the question again?
Yes, we have the line for Mr. Mukesh Bansal reconnected. So you can go ahead.
So sir, my question was on the fabric business. If you can explain the mix within the fabric business, how much is coming from bottom weight, how much is coming from yarn dyed, from the other woven businesses, and how much of the overall fabric business in a way you classify as value-added kind of products?
So on the fabric side, our top to bottom ratio is almost like 50 to 55% is bottoms, and about 45% is shirts and women tops. So within that, if you look at the solid dyed is almost like about 70%, and 30%, 35% is yarn dyed and prints. So another slice of that would be, say, you call it, you know, value added or like that. So about 25% will be value added, and rest of the items are again, you know, two categories of value, three categories. One is the basic. Basic will be about 35%, and 60-65% will be value added, which will be, you know, further divided. 40% will be low value added, and 25% will be high value added.
Okay, and has this ratio changed over the last 4-5 years?
Yes, there is a lot of change, because in 1920, when we expanded our capacity, we expanded more on the top weight side and on the yarn dyed and print side than on the solid side. So 4-5 years ago, our ratio was more skewed towards solids and towards bottom weight, which is now quite balanced. So when we grew our business, so we didn't go in the same category. We expanded our product categories also.
Okay. And the last question, sir, related to this change which you explained. 4-5 years back, when you did analyst meet, you mentioned that the margin of fabric business was around 20-22%. So with this change in value-added mix and all, has this structurally changed? Obviously, quarter to quarter, it might differ depending on demand. But structurally, are you seeing your margin profile changing?
It depends, you know, whether we are able to maintain the same EBITDA margin or not. But structurally, in broad way, we are not seeing any change happening as far as the EBITDA margin is concerned. But depending upon the market situation, that keeps on changing, commodity space is changing, you know, the more opportunities coming over the next couple of years. So otherwise, we are trying to maintain the same EBITDA level that we used to, barring the, you know, competition situation or the market situation.
Okay. All the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have the next question from Bharat Choda from ICICI Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. Sir, I just required the capex number for FY23 and FY24 and the breakup for the same, like how we'll be spending that.
For FY22-23, total capex could be in the range of 600 to 650 crores. And next year, of course, that will be normal capex only, maybe in the range of 200 crores of rupees or so.
Okay, so this 200 crores would be majorly maintenance capex.
Normal capex, they call it. So,
yes. Okay. Okay, and this 600-650 has will be spent on the FY23 numbers, sir?
Sorry?
The FY23 capex has been spent on what?
Thanks. Some loan had been raised which was eligible for some state subsidy. So remaining amount is being met through own accruals.
No, sir. I was saying the breakup for this, like 600 to 650 crore that you're talking
about. It was only on the majorly on the spinning side only.
Spinning.
Because that expansion has taken place 1 lakh spindles. So, and apart therefrom, some normal capex could be there, which could be in the range of 100-125 crores of rupees for this financial year also.
Okay. That's it from my side. Thanks so much.
Thank you. We have the next question from Nikhil Agrawal from VT Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the follow-up, sir. Sir, this is regarding the Chinese demand. So again, so they are importing cotton yarn from India mostly for the export markets or for their local consumption?
No. I think they are doing it for both domestic as well as export, but primarily they try for it for the export only.
Okay, got it. And sir, the yarn prices, I mean, if you look at the quarter on quarter numbers, your volumes have improved quarter on quarter, but your top line, it has degrown. So it is because of the drop in yarn prices and all, and cotton prices. So could you quantify, quantify how much drop was seen in quarter three versus quarter two prices?
Yarn prices?
Well, yes, yarn and fabric has been both.
So the yarn prices on the highest side had gone to almost $4.60, $0.70 kind of a pricing, which now is close to about $3.30.
Okay. Got it. And fabric?
Jesh, can you share your per meter? What is the kind of as a benchmark of products? What is the price earlier versus now? The highest versus now?
That is difficult to say, sir.
Any one or two products you can give them the name?
So if you look at Fortis Poplin, Fortis Poplin is the largest commodity item that sells. So last quarter, the average price was in the range of about 95 to 97, this quarter, the previous quarter was, currently I would say currently in the range of about 77, 79. So 20% is lower than the price beginning of quarter three.
Okay. Got it. And so just a last question. How beneficial is the Australian FTA that has been signed with the government? How beneficial is it?
The Australian FTA, you will answer that?
No, carry on.
Yeah. So Australian FTA, if you look at our neighboring competitors like Bangladesh or the others, so they already had that duty advantage.
Mm-hmm.
So India was laggard. India had that duty disadvantage between 5 to 8% on the cotton garments. So which to an extent India was in level playing field now. But India, by the way, is not a very huge market there in we will get dramatic or game-changing advantage. But yes, we are at level playing field and some exports may start happening from India as well.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone phones at this time. The next question is from the line of Sandeep Baid, an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Good evening, sir, and thanks for the opportunity. I didn't understand the inventory loss for the Jan to March quarter, because you said that December average prices were 63,000. Current prices are also around 62,000, 63,000. And you said that you are carrying only 1 month inventory. So the 1 month inventory that you would be carrying would have been purchased, say, in November end or in December. So how would there be an inventory loss in the current quarter as well?
63,000 rupees or 62,000 rupees is the market price.
Yes.
My cost of inventory is surely higher because we were using a cotton worth 85,000-90,000 rupees in the month of September, October. Every month we are buying 1 month at a cotton current prices. So our average price is higher than the market price.
Yeah, but you're carrying only as of December 31st, you're carrying 1 month inventory. And that's 1 month inventory.
No. My dear, the loss or the written down value doesn't happen on cotton. It happens on whatever inventory you have. Finished goods, WIP, it happens on that. The cotton or the raw material doesn't get devalued to that extent. So suppose I have 1 month of stock available to me, which could be the yarn or my work in process, that gets devalued based upon my average consumption rate for that month.
I'm sorry, I still didn't understand. So as of December 31st, you're saying that you don't revalue or devalue cotton, you devalue yarn or the work in process. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So cotton you don't devalue, but cotton you are carrying only for a month, and cotton was purchased in the month of December only when the prices were 63,000. So there won't be any
suppose, let me give you. Suppose in the month of September, my cotton is 90,000 rupees. I'm holding 1 month of stock. In the month of October, the price is 80,000. So which means my average becomes 90,000 plus 80,000 divided by 2, 85,000. So my opening becomes 85. Next month, my opening 1 month is 85,000. I won again by 1 month of stock, let's say 75,000. So the average of that. So my inventory cost will always be higher till the time.
Accounting wise, you're not following FIFO, you're following weighted average.
This is always weighted average, correct.
So you're not following FIFO?
No. Okay. It's always weighted average.
Okay, understood. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. We have the next question from Abhineet Anand from MK Global Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity again. So I think you indicated on the spread in currently. For 3Q, Rajesh sir, can you provide us the spread or maybe cotton and yarn separately? Average for 3Q? Average cotton and yarn prices for 3Q or spread, whichever is available.
So it will be close to about 60 cents. 60 cents.
Okay. Lastly, one, I just want to have a slightly more, numerical number, but something like, I just want to understand the Indian spinners, typically I understand a lot of players who manufacture spindle and provide has been stating that India has been one of the countries where the spindle capacity has been increasing versus China, which used to do earlier, is not doing much. So as an Indian spinner, say few years back and today, are we in a better situation worldwide, or how? If you can give some qualitative stuff on that.
No, I said we are always competitive till the time our raw material price is New York future plus 4 cents, 5 cents. So in this period, it was almost 15 to 20 cents higher than that, and a couple of months it was as high as 35-40 cents also over New York future. So we were not competitive. So against that, as on today, we have come down to New York future plus 10 cents. So we are better off. But our normal margin starts happening whenever it is in the range of 3 to 4 cents.
Okay. Thanks, sir. Thanks for the explanation.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deepak Verma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, so my question is a bit hypothetical. Let us assume, and this is on cotton prices, let us assume government does not take any action. How long do you think it will take for, in your experience so far, I'm sure this is not the first time, although no situation presents itself twice, but in your assessment, what would happen? How long would it take for the prices to actually come down, because there's going to be next crop as well and so on?
So in our view, it should have come by this time. It's the first time in the history of India where the farmer is holding in expectation of a better price. It has never happened in the history of India till now. I mean, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, stocking, holding here and there will keep up, always happens. But a large-scale holding by the farmer where they want a prices to match to the last year prices, where the international prices have come down from 140 US cents to 85 cents, is unthinkable for anyone. But I think we're still holding on to that. So this situation has come for the first time, and we require to look at how the things goes in next 1 month or so. So in my view, the correction has happened in last 1.5 months to quite an extent, and it may take another couple of weeks before this becomes normalized.
Couple of weeks, you say?
Sorry, couple of weeks.
Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Abhishek Junjunwala from KAM Capital Services. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. I hope you are able to hear me.
Yeah.
Sir, I mean, I have been observing the trends and I have been following the quarterly calls. So I have an observation. Your cotton hedging policy, I feel, or maybe the board needs to look into it. It may require a reflection, as I have observed that as you end up with lower number of hedging contracts, cotton hedging contracts, as prices of cotton keeps rising and your cotton inventory volume goes down. So in your process, inventory of cotton or the process, material in process is not protected once you have exhausted or exhausting your hedging contracts. So you are left in a scenario with a high price of cotton or the inventory in process, but you have exhausted your hedging contract. So ultimately you are left with a high price inventory and no hedging contracts to look after the, means the fall in the inventory costs.
There are two ways of hedging the cotton. One is that it's a natural way where you can sell the yarn, so that's one way, but that can happen only for a month or two because the yarn you can sell only for a month or two, whereas the cotton you have to buy much larger quantities. Two, the only way, India, there is no hedging tool available. So the only tool available in India is the MCX, where the volume is minuscule, so you can't hedge it over here. The third way is to go and hedge at New York future, either by when you are physically buying, you can sell it on a New York future so that if the prices goes up, you have the advantage of physical cotton, whereas you are losing on the New York future. Or vice versa, if the prices goes down, at least you start losing on a physical, but at the same time you start gaining on whatever you have sold as a future over there. Our thought process is only then whenever you are buying and we feel the prices are too high, at that stage we try to hedge it by way of selling the New York future so that whatever situation happens, you take advantage of that. But at the same time, whenever the cotton is exhausting, we have to liquidate the stocks at those levels because in the month of September, October, you come to a bare minimum level where the new season will start happening soon and you can't have the hedging position. RBI doesn't allow you to have the hedging position unless you have the physical stocks available to you.
Okay. Thank you, sir, for the clarification.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was our last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the Managing Director, Mr. Neeraj Jain, for the closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. And as we have been sharing our thought processes, the market has been very, very volatile. The changes are happening very fast. So we've always tried that whatever in our view is the situation today, we have tried to explain to our investors. So the two factors, one, the market is changing, both cotton, yarn, the demand supply, the Ukraine war, the gas prices, which is beyond our control. The second factor, and we have to work and operate within that. So whatever is our best judgment call, we are trying to do the same. Second is the internal operations where you have to look at whatever in terms of selling, buying, producing, whatever you can do. And I can assure to that extent, I think the management is really, really working hard and trying to look at that whatever is controllable or is within our hands, at least we try to do best over there. So I am sure the things will start improving. It's already started improving. It will continue to improve and we might look at the better times maybe next one or two quarters, but let's wait and watch for the same. So thank you very much for your confidence into our management and we'll keep trying our best and I'm sure we'll look at a better future soon. So thank you very much for being with us, for attending this call. And anyone has any questions separately, they can talk to our investor cell and to that extent we can reply if there is anything else. Thank you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Batlivala & Karani Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.